今天我们继续来按照马可福音来思想神要跟我们讲的事情。
Today we continue to look at the book of Mark, to ponder the message that God wants to deliver to us.
今天信息的题目是施与受。
Today the topic is to give and to receive.
中国的汉字是很浓缩的。
Well, the Chinese is basically is just a digest of one.
一个诗的背后有很多的联系同义词含义在里面。
There is a connotation behind one character. One character 诗 could mean a lot.
诗代表给予，代表施舍。
To give means that to give, but also to offer.
Yeah, 给出去舍己都在里面。
To give or sacrifice, they are all included.
舍得把你有的拿出来与别人去分享。
You are willing to share what you have with others.
我们都知道施比受更加有福。
We all know that to give is much better than to receive.
有一个传道人编了一句顺口溜。
One idiom was shared by a preacher.
中文讲舍得舍得。
The Chinese means that to give and to give.
只有舍才能得。
One can only receive after giving.
少舍少得。
To give less and one will receive less.
多舍多得。
To give more and one will receive more.
不舍不得。
To give none and one will receive none.
我们种地的人都知道，如果你不撒种，怎么可能有收获？
Farmer knows that if you don't plant seeds, how can you harvest?
你如果把所有东西都吃进去了，连种子都吃进去了，你不可能有秋天的收成。
If you eat everything, including the seeds, you will never have a harvest during the autumn.
得的人有没有福？
Well, those who receive are blessed.
得是必要的，得是很蒙福的一件事情。
Of course, to receive is necessary. It's very blessed.
但是比较起得来讲。施比得，施比受更加的有福。
However, to give is much more blessed than to receive.
我们领受，我们取得，获得是一件很重要的事情。
Well, it's very important that we can receive.
实际上，我们所拥有的一切都是我们领受来的。
However, whatever, no matter what we have, basically we are the receiver.
我们所拥有的一切，哪一样不是从天父那里领受来的呢？
Well, can you imagine even just one single thing that you have now are not coming from the Heavenly Father?
我们能够呼吸是因为上帝创造了空气。
Well, we can inhale and breathe because God has created the oxygen.
美丽的阳光的普照是因为上帝创造了这一切。
We can enjoy some sunshine because God has created the sun.
我们有能力去奉献的那部分的金钱，是因为上帝先赐福了我们的工作，赐福了我们的金钱的收入。
Well, we are capable to offer and donate because God has already blessed our work and blessed our life.
我们每一个给出去的人，都是先从上帝那里领受来了这个供应，才能给。
So what everyone of us is able to give because we have received from God first.
要先得才能够给出去。
We have to receive first before we can give.
当你领受的时候，带着一个心愿，是说你领受是为了赐予别人、给予别人，这样的人就更加的有福。
Those are more blessed because when you receive, you have this heart that you receive that you can give.
上帝给我们的恩典分成两类。
There are two different kinds of blessing, a giving from God.
一类叫做普遍的恩典。
One is the universal grace.
每个生在这个世界上的人，只要你活在这个世界上，你就有空气可以呼吸，有阳光去领受这种普照。
So everyone who live on this earth, you have oxygen to breathe. You can enjoy sunshine.
你不需要做什么，你只要张开口，你就可以领受上帝这种预备的普遍的恩典。
You don't have to do anything. As long as you're willing to open your mouth, you can receive the universal grace.
但是第二种的恩典是要靠着我们的信心来领受。
However, the second grace, we can only receive by faith.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们， 叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God has loved the world so much that he gave his only son to the world, so we will be saved instead of perish.
上帝把一个极特别的恩典，就是他自己的儿子，赐给每一个愿意相信的人。
God has given a very special grace to whoever are willing to receive and believe in him.
把一个上好的礼物，就是永远的生命，放在他儿子里面。有了神的儿子，就有这永远的生命。没有神的儿子，就没有这永远生命的礼物。
He has given a very special gift, everlasting life inside Jesus Christ. Whoever willing to accept Jesus Christ will enjoy this everlasting life.
所以只有那些凭着信心来相信耶稣基督，接受耶稣基督做救主的生命主宰的人，才能够得到这种特殊的特别的恩典。
So only those who are willing to believe in Jesus Christ with the faith can receive this special gift.
你想成为有福的人吗？
Do you want to be those who are blessed?
你就要打开你的心。
As long as you are willing to open your heart,
接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
To receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.
凡是口里承认，心里相信耶稣为主的，从死里复活的，就必得救。
Those who are willing to confess, to believe Jesus Christ as his Savior, who are returned from the dead, can be saved.
你愿意成为一个更有福的人吗？
Are you willing to be the one who receives more blessing?
你就要成为一个给予的人。
Then you have to be someone to give.
因为施比受更加有福。
Because those who give are more blessed than those who receive.
在以色列这个地方有两个大的湖泊。
In Israel, there are two big lakes.
一个在北边是加利利湖。
One is Lake Galilee in the north.
一个在南边叫死海。
The one in the south called the Dead Sea.
两个湖是通过一条河连在一起的，就是约旦湖。
Two lakes were connected by River Jordan.
上面的加利利湖呢，是有进口又有出口。
The Lake Galilee has an entrance and also an exit.
而下面这个死海只有进口没有出口。
However, the Dead Sea can only receive water without any exit.
这就代表两种的生命的状态。
It represented two types of life.
有进口又有出口的加利利湖充满生机。
Lake Galilee with the entrance and exits are full of life.
因为这里的水是活的。
Because there is living water in Lake Galilee.
这里可以有生命的孕育和成长。
You can see life has been nourished.
有非常丰富的鱼和空中的鸟。
You can see abundant of the fish and the birds.
然而那个死海只有进口没有出口的，却是死气沉沉。
However, the Dead Sea with only entrance without exit, basically is dead.
因为这个水只流进来没有流出，所以那里面的盐分、高盐分都沉积在那个湖里。
Because there's no exit, so all the salt accumulated in the sea, in a lake.
没有一条鱼可以在死海里面生活生长。
Not even one fish can survive in the Dead Sea.
你想成为一个更有福的人吗？
Do you want to be the one who are more blessed?
我们就要学习做一个给予的人。
We have to learn to be the one who give.
这与我们平时听到的社会上的普遍的观念是不同的。
Well, this is kind of different from what we heard from our society.
在社会上我们是得的越多越好，得的 越充满越有福气。
Well, the society teaches us that we should continue to receive. Those who receive more are more blessed.
看谁最有福，就看谁拥有的越多，觉得这个人越有福气。
They always count those who receive more as the more blessed.
但是圣经里讲是施比受更加有福。
However, the Bible teaches us those who are willing to give are more blessed than those who are who can receive.
这句话从哪里来的呢？
Where can we find this sentence?
这句话的出处是主耶稣基督自己讲的。
It was taught by Jesus Christ.
但是在福音书里你找不到。
but you cannot from the Bibles.
是保罗在最后一次跟以弗所的长老见面的时候，他直接引用主耶稣基督的话。
Well, it was Paul, who, Apostle Paul, who said that. He quoted from what Jesus said.
以弗所教会是保罗服侍最长时间的一个教会。
Because Paul has served longest in the church of Ephesus.
当他最后一次旅行路过这个以弗所这个地方的时候，招来以弗所的长老跟他们吩咐了一段的话。
When he last traveled by the church of Ephesus, he called all the elders and gave them the following sentence.
在这段当中，保罗回顾了他在以弗所的服事。
He took a reflection of what he has done in church of Ephesians.
他说：“我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦，扶助软弱的人。”又当纪念主耶稣的话说，施比受更为有福。
Paul said to the elders that in everything I did, I show you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said. It is more blessed to give than to receive.
这句话是特别对我们当中信主时间比较久的老基督徒的一个重要的提醒。
This is a very important reminder to those who have become Christian for a long time.
为什么我们有些弟兄姐妹信主多年却不结果子呢？
Why many brothers and sisters have become Christian for so long, but they cannot bear fruit?
为什么好像我们是在跟随耶稣基督，但是耶稣基督所应许的，你跟随我，我要让你得人如得一样，那个应许好像没有在我们身上成就呢？
Why you seems like you have been following Jesus for so many years? What Jesus promised that you can harvest men like fishermen harvest fish has never been fulfilled.
很有可能是因为借着我们的德，我们成为有福的人。
It might be that, you know, through what we received, we become someone blessed.
但是我们却忘记了说给出去，施予出去，拿出来与人分享，在这件事情上做得不够，以至于我们的生命停滞不前。
However, we may forget that we need to share what we receive with other people. We need to give out what we have. It's so that our life becomes staggered.
有人甚至认为说，哎呀，我太贫乏，我太缺少，我得还得不够，我哪有东西拿出来给别人去分享。
Well, some people may think that I haven't even received enough for myself. How can I share or give something to others?
所以今天我们回到马可福音第一章的这一段经文，我们看看耶稣基督的榜样是什么。
So today, let's take a look at the example of Jesus Christ from book Mark.
我们也再一次思考一下耶稣基督对我们门徒的呼召，我们到底应该怎样去回应。
So let's ponder the calling from Jesus Christ to all his followers. How should we respond to his calling?
所以我们接下来读这段经文的时候，从第一章的二十一节一直到四十五节，蛮长的一段经文啊，我们分成四段来读。
So it's from a book Mark chapter 1 verses 21 to 40.
我先请弟兄们来读二十一节到二十八节。
I would ask all the brothers to read from verses 21 to 20.
经文都会打在屏幕上。
So you can read the Bible verses and from the screen.
然后二十九节到三十四节会请姊妹来读。
From 29 to 34, I will ask the sisters to read them together.
在这一长段的记述当中。
In this long passages,
当大家读过这些的记载和经文的时候，请大家思考两个问题。
When you read through all these messages, I want you to think about two questions.
我们的主是如何实践施比受更加有福这一条。
How our Lord Jesus Christ practice to give is more blessed than to receive.
他不仅这样教我们，这样劝勉我们。他自己亲身实践这一条。
Not only he taught us, he practiced.
第二个问题，我们来看，在这所有跟随耶稣的众人门徒当中，有哪一个人学习了耶稣的榜样？
And the second question is that among all the disciples, who actually followed Jesus' example and practiced what he taught?
好，我们先请弟兄来读，你可以用你prefer 的任何的语言来读。
So brothers, please read together, and you can use any language you prefer.
二十一节到二十八节，弟兄，我们一起来。二十一节，到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人，众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像文士。在会堂里有一个人被污鬼附着，他喊叫说，拿撒勒人耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。耶稣责备他说，不要作声，从这人身上出来吧。污鬼叫那人抽了一阵风，大声喊叫就出来了，众人都惊讶，以致彼此问说，这是什么事？是个新道理啊。他用权柄吩咐污鬼，连污鬼也听从了他。耶稣的名声就传遍了加利利的四方。好，接下来请姊妹从二十九节开始。
Sister, please.
他们一出会堂，就扶着雅各、约翰进了西门和安德烈的家。西门的岳母正快热地躺着，就有人告诉耶稣。
耶稣近前拉着他的手，扶他起来，热就退了。他就服侍他们。天晚日落的时候，有人带着一切害病的和被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前，合成的人都聚集在门前。耶稣治好了许多害各样病的人，又赶出许多鬼，不许鬼说话，认为鬼甚是他。
好，弟兄，从三十五节读到三十九节。
And、brothers again.
次日早晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。西门和同伴追了他去，遇见了就对他说：“众人都找你。”耶稣对他们说：“我们可以往别处去，到邻近的乡村，我也好在那里传道，因为我是为这事出来的。”于是，在加利利全地进了会堂，传道赶鬼。好，从四十节到四十五节，请姊妹。
有一个长大麻风的来求耶稣，向他跪下说：“你若肯，必能叫我洁净了。”耶稣动了慈心，就伸手摸他说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”大麻风及时离开他，他就洁净了。耶稣严严地嘱咐他，就打发他走，对他说：“你要谨慎，什么话都不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看，又因为你洁净了，献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，对众人做证据。”那人出去，倒说了许多的话，把这件事传扬开了，叫耶稣以后不得在黎明的进城，只好在外边旷野地方，人从各处都救了他来。
好，这一长段的经文很长，但是总结起来就用两个字。
It's a very long passage, but we can make a conclusion in just two words.
一个就是施，另外一个就是受。
One, it's to receive and to give.
那这一长段的经文讲述了耶稣在两天里面所做的事。
This long passage is recalled what Jesus has performed in 2 days.
在这两天当中，耶稣不停地出了会堂，进入家中，走过这个加百农，又去其他的城市。
Well, in these 2 days, Jesus went to a synagogue and went out to synagogue to one somebody's house, and then he out of town.
不停地给出去。
He continuously to give.
第一天是安息日，他进了会堂。
The first day is a Sabbath. He went to the synagogue.
在会堂里面教训人。
He was teaching people in the synagogue.
传讲天国的福音。
Preached about the gossip, the message from heaven.
这是主耶稣基督无论走到哪里，他首先要做的事情。
This is what Jesus always do, no matter where he went.
当这个天国的福音被传出来的时候
，When the gospel from heaven was preached,
灵界就被震动了。
The spiritual world was shaken.
当天国要在地上借着主耶稣基督的临到而拓展的时候
，When the heaven, the kingdom of heaven, descend from heaven to earth, the earth and expanded,
黑暗的势力就坐不住了，就被搅动起来。
And the power of the darkness, cannot sit still; it was stirred up.
这是在会堂里的人。
These people are in the synagogue.
他们每个安息日都在一起读圣经，都在一起来讨论圣经的事。
Every Sabbath, they gather there to study Bible and discuss the Bible.
被鬼附的人啊，每次安息日都会来这里。
Those the people, the person who was possessed by demon, went to the synagogue every time.
但好像这个鬼都从前都没有受到什么威胁。
However, the demon doesn't seem to be threatened before.
然而主耶稣基督来了就不一样。
However, it was different when Jesus showed up.
作为天国的君王，带着天国的权柄来到这个地方的时候，魔鬼就坐不住了。
The demon could not sit still anymore when Jesus, with the power of the kingdom and authority of heaven, came along.
他就大声地喊叫，要搅动，要抵挡耶稣。
So the demon cried out, he wanted to resist the power of Jesus Christ. Just by one word, that the Jesus drove out the demon from this person. So this man was set free from the demon. And this, it recorded that as soon as he went out of the synagogue, he went to Peter's house. As long as he touched the mother-in-law of Peter, she was healed.
记住这个时候是安息日哦。
Remember, this is the Sabbath.
所以圣经这里记载说那些人这个时候听到这个消息他们还没有出来。
So, you know, the Bible reported that when they heard this news, they were not out of the synagogue.
是等到日落之后，合成的人才把他们家里的病人、被鬼附的人带到耶稣这里。
So those people only waited until sunset. They brought all the sick people to Jesus.
当天耶稣的服事，医治赶鬼的服事，是从日落之后才真正开始的。
Jesus started to serve most people after sunset. He healed the sick and drove out the demon.
你讲说合成的人都来到彼得的家中。
Here it recorded that all people from the town came to Peter's house to see Jesus.
第二天呢，天还没亮的时候，耶稣就起来到旷野的地方去，在那里祷告。
Before the sunrise, during the dawn, Jesus already got up and went out to pray.
在那里与天父亲近。
He wanted to be close to Heavenly Father.
在那里倾听天父的声音。
He was listening to God's words.
在那里去体会、去观看上帝要在这个地方、这个时刻要做的事情。
He was observing what God wanted him to perform and what God wants to accomplish.
耶稣对人讲说：“我所讲的话不是我自己说的。”
Jesus told the people that what I taught you was not coming from me.
我要先听天父讲什么，我才对人去讲。
I could only talk to people after I heard from God.
他说：“我要做的事不是我自己在做的。”
He told people that I was not doing something out of my own will.
我要先看天父要做什么事情，我再顺着他的旨意去做。
I have to see what God wants me to perform, then I will obey Him to do what He wants.
我要去的地方不是我自作主张要去的。
I didn't go to the place that I out of my own will.
我要先倾听，要先明白天父的引导之后，我才照着他的旨意去行。
I have to understand God's will and follow His guidance to act.
所以当彼得和这些门徒听到找不到耶稣，然后到处去找，最后找到耶稣要留他的时候。
So when Peter and his disciple couldn't find Jesus and they look everywhere and they want him to, when they found him, they want him to stay.
显然前一天晚上到了很晚的时候，那个工作医治的工作还没有完全完成。
So it's obviously Jesus hasn't done all his healing and driving out a demon the night before.
还有一些人需要医治, 第二天早晨早早就来找耶稣。
So some people came in the early morning. They are still waiting for Jesus to help them.
而且这个消息越传越广, 从其他的地方的人也会赶过来,
And because the word has spread out, many people came to see Jesus even from a far away villages.
但是耶稣却没有听彼得的请求。
However, Jesus didn't listen to Peter's plea.
他却离开了加百农，去到其他的地方。
So he left and traveled to another place.
在这个地方，他明确的讲了一句话：他来到地上的目的是要传天国的道，天国的福音。Here
he said clearly that his mission when he comes to this world is to teach the heaven's message.
我们作为耶稣基督的门徒，我们一定要对耶稣在地上要成就的事情、要完成的使命要非常的清楚。
So as a Jesus follower, we have to be clear what Jesus wants to perform and what he wants to accomplish on earth.
耶稣来到地上最主要的目的不是来医治的。
The main mission of Jesus Christ on earth is not to heal people.
耶稣基督来到地上最主要的目的不是为了赶鬼的。
He doesn't come to this earth to drive out demons.
耶稣基督来到地上是要来传扬这个天国的福音，最后在十字架上自己成就这个天国的福音，然后借着天国的福音使人从地上进入到天国。He
came to this world to share the gospel, so he later on fulfilled what the gospel want to accomplish on the cross, so people can be redeemed and saved later.
因为他知道 人病得医治以后，他最后的生命还会死去的。Because
Jesus know very well, people will die even though they got healed.
人肉体得医治, 疾病得到这个痊愈，这是暂时的。People's
body can be healed temporarily.
鬼被赶走，但是人心如果不被神的国、神的国的君王所占据的话，鬼还会回来的。
So even a demon was driven out, if one person cannot give his heart to the Heavenly Father, those demons will come back later.
人能够拥有的最大的福气是从地进入到天国。
So the greatest blessing one person can receive is to enter heaven from the earth.
所以耶稣基督来的时候，他就明讲说，天国近了，你们要悔改。
So when Jesus came, he said loudly that the kingdom of God is near, you need to repent.
每次进入会堂，他第一件事要做，要传天国的福音。Every
time he went to a synagogue, he wanted to share the gospel from heaven.
赶鬼是显出他作为天国君王的权柄。To
drive out demon is just to demonstrate that he has the authority from heaven.
医治各样的病，就是把人吸引到他的面前来，倾听那个使人的灵魂得拯救的天国的福音。To
heal people is only just a tour to attract people to come before him, so he can preach the gospel from the kingdom of heaven.
所以主耶稣基督不停的走，不停的走遍加利利的各城各乡，借着赶鬼，借着医治，把人吸引到他的面前，然后让人听到。
That's why he traveled all over the Galilee to different villages. So the gospel can be spread out all over this place. He gave the gospel from the heaven. Through his authority from the kingdom of heaven, he can heal people.
同时还带着怜悯，给出他的爱，给出他的怜悯，给出他的慈心。And
also he gave his compassion with his loving heart.
这个在后面那一段啊，医治大麻风的事情上可以显出。We
can clearly see this example when Jesus healed the one with the leprosy.
他可以一句话就医治这个大麻风。By
saying just one word, he can heal the people who suffer from leprosy.
让这个不洁净，让人看起来哇，这个人浑身是 各种各样的伤痕溃烂的地方啊，人都远离他，但是耶稣呢却靠近他，对他讲。
So he can approach a person who was not clean, who was hurt, almost every part of his body. He can approach him and heal him.
耶稣还怜悯他，关心他，用他的手去触摸这个大麻风。
Jesus also has a great compassion for this person. He even touched the leprosy patient with his hand.
医治之后，耶稣给出一个很明确的吩咐。
After he healed the leprosy patient, he gave a very clear command.
告诉这个大麻风当如何去行，你什么话也不要先对别人讲，先去到祭司那里去检查，真的得医治以后，你再去对人去讲。
Jesus told him not to say a word, just to you know, don't tell this to anyone, but just go show himself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for him.
就是大家可以看到这一段的记载当中，耶稣在地上工作的一个很明显的一个策略。
So everybody can see, you know, when Jesus performed his duty, there's a very clear strategy.
他在地上的目的就是要拓展天国神的国度。
The purpose for him to come to this world is to expand the kingdom of heaven.
而不只是满足人现实的需要。
And not just to satisfy the realistic need of a human being.
我们必须明白这一点，才能够读懂这段经文。主耶稣基督医治了大麻风，为什么不写他讲话？为什么他传递了他们的？
We can only understand why Jesus commanded this leprosy patient not to say anything. If we understand the purpose of Jesus' mission,
他也不许鬼来讲话。鬼说你是神的儿子啊，讲得很对啊，但是他不许鬼讲话。
And he even forbid the demon to call out his name, even though the demon clearly knew who Jesus was.
我们只有明白主耶稣基督这样的一个使命的策略，我们才能够知道说为什么众人找他进一步的医治、更多的医治的时候，他却离开。
We can only understand why Jesus left when more people came for him, for asking for healing. If only we can understand his purpose and his strategy.
不光是这一段经文的记载，整本的马可福音都在传达这个主题：耶稣来是来服侍人，是来舍己，是要救人的性命。
Not only these passages we just read, the whole book Mark. Wants to reveal us to us that Jesus came to heal, to save, and to redeem people.
这是马可福音十章四十五节，主耶稣基督亲自讲这句话，可以概括整本马可福音的耶稣的使命。
So this is in Mark 1 verses 45. This is can be a conclusion of all the you know main theme of Mark.
因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍。乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Because Jesus came not to be served, but to serve people, and also be the ransom of many.
耶稣来是服侍的。
Jesus came to serve.
他来是来给的。
Jesus came to give.
他来是舍的。
Jesus came to offer.
他来到地上本身就舍弃了天上一切的荣华，一切的荣耀的光。
When he came to the earth, he already sacrificed all the glory and power in heaven.
降生在马槽里，他就舍弃了一切的尊贵，地上人的那个名声和地位。
When he was born in a manger, he already sacrificed the glory and the respect that he deserved on earth.
他选择跟贫穷人生活在一起，天中的飞鸟有窝。地上的狐狸有洞，他自己连枕头的地方都没有。
He has chosen to live with the poor. You know, even birds in the air or the wild animal on the earth have their own nest and home. But Jesus has no place to stay.
一直的给，直到最后在十字架上连他自己的性命都给出去。
He continues to give, even at the end, he has given up his own life for human beings.
而且马可福音当中常常出现的词就是马上、立刻、随即。
There is a word that repeatedly appear in book Mark. It says immediately, right away.
整本马可福音就给我们告诉我们说，主耶稣基督就是这样不停的给出服侍别人的这样一个
So, Bookmar has revealed a very vivid image of a servant that Jesus just continuously to give and to serve others.
他不仅自己这样去做,
not only he practiced,
他也呼召人跟随他, 效仿他的榜样。
He also called people to follow him and to follow his example.
他呼召愿意肯跟随他的人, 所以耶稣基督不在乎有多少人拥挤他, 多少人跟随他。
So he called people who are willing to follow him. He didn't really pay attention to how many people want to ask for his healing or how many people follow him around.
常常极多的人来拥挤耶稣的时候，他会退去，退到旷野，退到山上去祷告。
Many times when people overwhelmed him, you know, surrounded him, he would retreat to a mountain.
主耶稣基督最关心、关注的那批人，就是那些真的是肯。把他当主，当这个愿意跟随的那一批的人。
Jesus, what Jesus cares most is those people who are willing to follow Jesus as their Lord Savior.
所以他对门徒讲说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从。
So he told his disciple that whoever wants to follow me has to.Give up everything, you know, carry your cross and follow. Because Jesus knows this is the true way that to be blessed.
这个世界不明白。
The world does not understand that.
这个世界所讲的就是这个多了还要再多。
The world teaches us that we want to receive more and more.
得了还要再得。
You know, we want to gain more and gain more.
钱什么时候算最多呢？完末刀了，再多一块钱就更多了。
So if you are the richest man in the world, you know, one more dollar will be better.
但主耶稣基督知道，这样走下去是死路一条。
However, Jesus knew the end of this road is death.
人会变得灵里面越来越贫穷。
Well, people will become poor in spirit.
越来越不知足。
Will become hunger for more.
可以很有钱，可以很有势，但是内心里面没有真正的平安。
You can be richer and more powerful, but you don't have a peace in your heart.
所以当主耶稣基督呼召门徒。
So when Jesus called his disciples,
他说：“若有人要跟从我。”
He said that if you want to follow me,
这是一个选择。
This is a choice you have to make.
这是耶稣基督发出的一个邀请吗？
This is the invitation from Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督不会强迫我们做这件事情。
Jesus didn't force us to do this.
但他很热切地邀请我们做这件事情。
But he invited us with the earnest, with a very earnest heart.
若有人要跟从我，就当第一个词是什么？舍。
He said, if you want to follow me, the first things you have to do is to sacrifice.
Deny yourself.
Yeah, deny yourself.
把你从主那里领受的，你想不要是在那里积攒，而是给出去。
So, no matter what you have received from God, to give.
因为施比受更加有福。
Because those who to give is more blessed than those who receive.
在这一段里面，众人包括门徒的行动是什么呢？
So in these passages, many people, including the disciple, what's their action?
就是领受。
They receive.
领受耶稣，倾听耶稣的教导。
They receive the teaching from Jesus Christ.
被鬼附的人，那个鬼被赶走，领受耶稣所赐给的自由。
So the man who was possessed by demon received the freedom was given by Jesus.
那些有病生病的人来到耶稣的面前得医治，都是得。
Those who were sick received healing from Jesus.
第二天，彼得和众人都去找耶稣，是为了得的更多。
The second day, when Peter and more people, a lot of people went to look for Jesus, they want to receive more.
那个大麻风的人得了主的医治。
The leper patient was healed by Jesus.
得收到了，领受到耶稣那份真是细致的慈爱，触摸他的那个动作。
He received the loving touching hands from Jesus.
他也得到耶稣的一个吩咐。
He also received a command from Jesus.
但是这个大麻风的人 却得了医治以后却不听从主的吩咐。
However, after he received the healing from Jesus, he disobeyed Jesus.
耶稣明告诉他，你不要对人先去讲这些话。
Jesus already told him clearly, do not say a word.
那人出去道说许多的话，把这件事传扬开了，叫耶稣以后不得在灵明的进城，只好在外边旷野地方，人从各处都救他了。
Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere.
大麻风在没得医治之前，他必须要不能住在这个城里，要住在城外。
The leper patient, before he got healed, he could not stay in the town. He has to stay outside.
连他的家人都不能跟他在一起，他要单独的或者跟其他大麻风病人住在一起。
He has to stay alone or with other leprosy patients. Even his family could not stay with him.
如今他的病得医治了。
Now he was healed.
他可以随便走动了。
He could walk freely.
他可以明明的进城了。
He could walk into the town and open.
结果耶稣基督跑到旷野去。
On the contrary, Jesus has to live in the wild.
所以在大麻风得医治的这个过程当中，主耶稣的位置代替了这个长大麻风的人的位置。
So it seems like during this process, Jesus, the position of Jesus and the position of the leprosy patient has switched.
这个完全自由有荣耀的这位救主却要被迫限制自己，没有办法随处去走，而是躲到旷野。
So our Savior, who was a glory king, now has no freedom, and he has to be lonely and stay in the wild, cannot walk around the town openly.
就是这就是主耶稣基督来到地上一个很清楚的一个图画。
So this is a vivid picture of Jesus Christ when he came to this earth.
就是早在以赛亚书五十三章所讲的。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
This is like just what Isaiah said, surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows.Yet we consider him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wound we were healed. We are healed.
主耶稣基督就是这样。
This is what Jesus looked like.
谦卑顺从。
He was humbled and obedient,
以至于死，且死在十字架上。
So that he was crucified on the cross.
然而，这样一个舍的一个生命，最后神使他升为至高，赐给他超乎万物以上的名。
However, God has lifted him up to the highest after he sacrificed himself.
而且万膝都要跪拜，万口都要承认他是主。
So in the end, every kneeled down to him, everybody bowed down to him that has to praise him as the king.
主耶稣基督自己走了这样一个从谦卑到升高的一个。
Jesus has walked this path from a very humble position to the highest.
他自己走过了这个谦卑顺服以至于死，从死经过复活得荣耀的道。
He has walked through this path from a humble and crucified life to the highest and glorious God.
然后这位主就来呼召你我来跟随他，走同样的这一条十字架。
And then this God has called upon us to follow him, to walk through the same path.
那在这么多人的当中，我们读了这一长段的经文当中，有没有哪一个人？效法了耶稣的榜样呢?
So from all these lengthy passages we just read, anybody follow Jesus' example?
还真有一个。
We actually see one.
就是这位彼得的义母。
So it, what we can tell is Peter's mother-in-law.
她在这里得了医治。
After she was healed.
然后她起来以后马上就服侍。
After she got up, she immediately served other people.
之前她不能服侍因为她生病了。
She was not able to serve because she was sick.
但是得医治以后她没有等候没有停留马上就起来服侍主服侍别人。
But after she was healed, she didn't wait. She immediately served Jesus and other people.
所以同样的一个字服侍这个字呢在马可福音的第五十五章又出现了一次。
So the word to serve in Mark chapter 15, repeatedly showed up.
那是讲了一批的一群的从加利利来的妇女跟随着耶稣一直服侍耶稣和耶稣的这些门徒直到十字架的底下。
So it was repeated here that a group of women followed Jesus. They continued to serve Jesus and his disciples even till Jesus was crucified on the cross.
一直到耶稣埋葬，到耶稣基督复活的那个早晨，这一群的妇女都是跟着耶稣，一心的想的就是来服侍这个。
These women wholeheartedly wanted devoted to serve Jesus.Even after Jesus was crucified, buried, and resurrected from the dead.
然后这一群跟随主、服侍主的妇女成了第一批见证复活的主耶稣基督的见证。
And these women, this group of women become the first witness who saw the resurrected Jesus Christ and shared the good news.
服侍就是给予。
So to serve is to give.
服侍就是舍己。
To serve is to deny yourself.
服侍就是跟随主，付出自己来效法主耶稣基督的榜样。
To serve is to sacrifice, deny yourself, and to give yourself and follow Jesus' example.
所以我们从这个彼得岳母的身上啊，来学习服侍的四方面要注意的事情。
So that's learn from Peter's mother-in-law when we serve. There's four.Aspect that we need to pay attention.
第一个，要想服侍主的人，一定要远离罪恶。
First of all, those who want to serve God has to keep themselves away from sin.
服侍主的人，第二个要注意，一定要殷勤不懈怠。
The second thing is that you have to be diligent and no slackness.
当你要服侍主的时候，你一定要经历很多的劳苦，你会发觉。不是每一个人都像你这样热心的，所以你要学习，一定要不要抱怨。
So when you serve God, you will find out, you know, you can be exhausted, and not everyone is so enthusiastic. So you have to learn not to complain.
服侍一次两次不是很难的事情。
To serve once or twice is not difficult.
但是你持续的服侍。持续的付出，持续的摆上而不丧志啊，不丢弃你起初那个志向，这是我们要学习的。
But you need to learn how to serve, continuously, without worriness.
第一个，我们来看啊，服侍主一定要远离罪恶，追求圣洁。
So first, we have to look at the principle we need to look at is that those who want to serve has to.Be away from sin and be holy.
神是圣洁的神。
Our God is a holy God.
越亲近神的人，越要彰显他自己的圣洁的品性。
So those who want to get close to God has to magnify the holiness of God's nature.
神的圣洁也首先是在他服侍他的人、亲近他的人当中显明出来的。
So God's holiness was revealed by those who are close and serve Him.
不是说我们已经完全了，在地上完全了，我们才能够去服侍主。
It's not like we have to be perfect, before we serve.
我们只要在地上活一天，我们还不完全。
As long as we live on this earth, we cannot be perfect.
我们还有罪性在我们的里面。
We still have this sinful nature inside of us.
我们还有老我会来钳制我们。
Well, our flesh still constrains us.
我们还会有软弱的时候，犯罪得罪神。
We still have a weakness. We will sin against God from time to time.
但是服侍主的人，你不能让那个罪辖制你。
However, when you serve God, you cannot be controlled by sin.
你不能让一种罪或几种罪停留在你的身上，你不可去对付。
You cannot let the sin stay in inside of you, and you refuse to deal with it.
你不可以，你已经知道你已经陷在罪的当中，却不肯认罪悔改，去脱离那个罪的辖制。
You cannot just stay where you are and refuse to make an effort to get out of get rid of the sin.
你明明已经犯罪了，明明知道自己已经犯罪了，还来到神的面前来服事的话，这是很危险的一件事。
If you know you already sin against God, however you still want to serve and get close to God, it's very dangerous.
无上的手吗？
Do you still remember the hand of Asa?
大卫那个时代找到了约柜。
Well, David's time, they found the ark of God.
用约柜来，用这个牛车来运约柜的时候。
And they use the ox cart to carry the ark.
走在这个路上，这个牛就半跌就不稳。
The cows stumbled, and the ark was shaken.
乌撒是最靠近这个约柜的人。
Asa was very close to the ark.
这个乌撒是很热心的一个人。
He was a man with a great enthusiasm.
所以当这个牛车不稳，这个约柜要倾覆要颠倒的时候，他就伸手去扶这个约柜。
So he reached out his hand, trying to stabilize the ark.
约柜是不能，其他的人不能随意去触摸的。
However, an ark was not supposed to touch by any random people.
神会自己照顾他的约柜。
God will take care of his own ark.
但人不可以越界去办做不该做的事情。
And men should not cross the line and did something that was forbidden by God.
所以当场神击杀乌撒，乌撒就当场死。
So Asa was struck by God and he died on the scene.
服侍主的人要明白神的心意。
So those who serve God has to understand God's will.
照着神的心意去做事。
Has to follow God's will to do what he wants.He cannot cross the line.
另外一个例子是大祭司亚伦的两个儿子。
The other example is the son of Aaron who served God as priest.
亚伦这两个儿子跟亚伦做大祭司一起在圣殿里面最靠近神的地方服事。
The two sons served with Aaron as priest in the most holy place.
神很仔细的借着摩西把怎么献祭、怎么上香、怎么点火都讲得清清楚楚。
God has given a very detailed instruction through Moses how they can perform the sacrifice.
但这两个儿子却自作主张。
But these two sons of Aaron, follow their own will.
把自己预备的燔火带进圣殿去献祭。
And they brought the fire from the earth to sacrifice in God's altar.
同样的，当场上帝的荣耀显现，这两个人被击杀而死。
It happened again that these two sons were struck by God and died on the scene.
所以当我们有心愿意跟从主来服侍主的时候
，So when we have this willing heart to serve God,
一定要远离罪恶。
We have to.Get away from sin.
一旦发现我们犯罪，就要快快的悔改。
We have to repent immediately once we know that we sin against God.
如果我们当中有人陷在某种的罪里，却不肯悔改的话
，If some of us are already committed sins and refuse to repent,
也不肯认真的对付自己的罪的话
，refuse to deal with your own sin,
我恳请你不要参与。
I plead that you should not serve.
第二件事情，我们服侍主的时候不要懈怠。
The second thing is that when we serve God, there should be no slackness.
我们献给神的应该是最好。
We should give God the best.
如果我们尚且尊重地上的老板，把好的时间、好的精力给我们的工作的话，我们在上帝的面前更当如此。
If we respect our earthly boss, we always want to dedicate the best of our time and energy to our boss. The king on earth, in heaven should deserve better.
马拉基书里面神亲自借着先知责备当时的人的服事。
Well, in the book of Malachi, God has condemned those priests through the prophets.
是我们的祭司啊，万军之耶和华对你们说，儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人。我既为父亲，尊重我的在哪里？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名呢？
God said, a son honored his father, and a servant his master. If I am a father, where is the honor due me? If I am a master, where is the respect due me? Says the Lord Almighty. It is you, O priest, who show contempt for my name. But you ask, how have we shown contempt for your name?
你们讲污秽的食物现在我的坛上，却说我们在何事上污秽你呢？因你们说耶和华的桌子是可藐视的。
You place defiled food on my altar, but you ask, how have we defiled you? By saying that the Lord's table is contemptible.
你们讲瞎眼的献为祭物，这不为恶吗？讲瘸腿的有病的献上，这不为恶吗？你献给你的省长，他岂喜悦你？岂能看你的情面？这是万军之耶和华说的。
When you bring blind animals for sacrifice, is that not wrong? When you sacrifice crippled or diseased animals, is that not wrong? Try offer them to your governor. Would he be pleased with that? Would he be accepted your offer? This said the Lord Almighty.
这是万军之耶和华说的。
Said the Lord Almighty.
我们每一次来参加主日崇拜的时候，都是来献祭。
Every time when we come here to worship Him, we come to offer sacrifice.
不光是带诗歌的人，负责 AV 的人，讲道的人，我们每一个人来到神的面前，都是君主的祭司来向神的献祭。
Not only the co-worker who lead the singing or the AV rooms or the one who preach.Every one of us who come here come as a priest to offer. When we come here to sing, we offer, offer from our lips. So when we offer our offering and tithes,It is an offering of what we gain in our house.
就是上帝借着先知讲的话，有耳可知的就当听。我们的敬拜，我们的奉献，我们的唱诗，是不是真的是一个完全的祭物？现在上帝的面前讨他喜悦。
So God said, that those who have ears should listen. And when we come here to sing and to give Him offering, are we here as a priest?To offer him wholeheartedly.
我们已经恢复实体聚会一个多月了。
We have resumed our worship in person for a month.
我们在这里真是鼓励大家，也是，真是提醒大家，每个主日我们到神的面前是来献祭。
So we want to remind everyone, every Sunday when we come before him.We come to offer him sacrifice.
如果你现在你可以去出去购物，你可以去这个人多的地方去看电影、去活动，甚至去这个各种各样的活动中心，却主日不肯来到神的面前，把这一段时间分别为圣，图其方便，只是这样在网上聚会的话，这样的奉献是讨神喜悦的吗？
So if you already are able to go out for shopping, join activities, but you decided to stay at home only through, only worship him through Zoom. Well, this is a offering that's pleasing in God's eyes.
第三个提醒就是我们服事的时候不要恭维。
The third reminder is that when we serve him, please do not complain.
当彼得岳母被医治以后，他马上起来就去服事。
So when Peter's mother-in-law was healed, she immediately got up and served.
其实这个时候，这位刚刚病得医治啊， 他可以发出很多的怨言，可以指责旁边的，为什么你们还在等我？这么多的事情你们不去做，等我一个老人家去做呢？
Well, she absolutely can complain, you know, after she was healed from the sickness. She can say, why you guys wait for me? There's so many things that you can do by yourself.
但她没有。
But she did not complain.
她出于感谢的心。
Out of a gratitude,
回应耶稣基督的恩典。
She responded, Jesus' grace.
她得到了，她也给出去。
She received and then she gave.
甘心情愿的去做。
She did that willingly.
不与旁边的人比较。
She did not compare herself with others.
因为她知道她做的不是给人看。
Because she was not performed for others.
是做给那个医治她、给她恩典的那位主看。
She was doing that for the Lord who has just healed him.
第三个、第四个方面，就不要丧志。
The last principle I want to remind you is that no worries.
用信心的眼睛看到你所做的有永恒的意义和价值。
So see that what you have done has everlasting value with a, you know, with a spiritual eye.
我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
Because if we continue to do good, you know, without weariness, we will harvest in the end.
我们行善不是为了跟神交换好处。
When we do good, you know, trying to exchange something with God.
我们能够行善是因为我们感谢神赐给我们行善的能力和机会。
We want to do good because God has given this opportunity and the capability to do that.
而且我们的眼睛是放在那个永恒的奖赏当中，放在永恒的那个财宝的上面。
Also, we fix our eyes upon the eternal reward, eternal treasure from God.
这就是我们今天要跟大家分享的啊，施比受更加有福。
This is what I want to share with you. Those who to give is more blessed than those who receive.
我们看到了耶稣在地上的策略，他是在拓展神的国度，不是为了满足人暂时的这个需要。
So we can see, God's strategy, Jesus' strategy is to expand God's kingdom, not just.To satisfy people's need.
在这里我们看到说，得到领受不是不重要，但是一味的得到，只是得到，这是一个错误的跟随主的方式。
So we can see that it's not wrong, to receive, but if we only want to receive, it's a wrong way to follow Jesus.
那正确的跟随主的方式，神呼召我们去做的方式，是在领受的同时给出去。
The right way to follow is that when we receive, we want to give other people and to serve others.
是效法主耶稣基督的样子，跟随他，靠着他去服侍。
To follow Jesus' example that we follow and depends on his power to serve.
摆在我面前的一个选择就是，我们要选择哪一种跟随他的方式。
There's a choice in front of us.What do you want to do, to give or to receive?
我在预备这篇信息的时候就想起了这一首诗歌。
When I'm preparing this message, I was reminded of this song.
我想把这个歌词读给大家听。
I want to read this song to all of you.
这个呢是神，主耶稣基督问我们每一个愿意跟随他的人的问题。
This is a question from Jesus Christ to those who want to follow him.
歌词分四段。
There are four paragraphs.
第一段，主是这样讲的。他说，我曾舍命为你，我血为你流出，救你从死复起，使你罪过得赎。为你，我命曾舍，你舍何事为我？
The first paragraph, Jesus said, I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou mightst ransom thee and quickened from the dead. I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me?
第二段主说，我离父家天庭， 撇下荣耀宝座，来此暗室沉吟，饱尝孤单漂泊。为你，为你，天家可舍，从舍，你舍何福为我？
The second paragraph, my father's house of light, my glory circled the throne. I left for earthly night, for one thing's sad and long. I left it all for thee. Hast thou left out for me? I left it all for thee. Hast thou left anything for me?
为你饱尝苦痛，口舌难以形容，忍受枪刺鞭伤，救你脱离死亡。为你，为你忍受一切，你受何苦为我？
I suffer much for thee, much more thy tongue can tell, of the bitterest agony to rescue thee from hell. I have borne it all for thee. What hast thou borne for me? I have borne it all for thee. What hast thou borne for me?
我从天庭附加谦卑屈尊降下，带来完备救恩，并我宽容怜悯，向你，向你厚恩藏施，你将何物献我？
And I have brought to thee down from my home above salvation full and free, my pardon and my love. I bring rich gifts to thee. What hast thou brought to me? I bring rich gifts to thee. What hast thou brought to me?
有一天我们会面对面的见到我们的主耶稣基督。
One day we will see our Heavenly Father face to face.
主会问我们每一个人这四个问题。
God will ask these four questions to every one of us.
为你我命从此，你舍何事为我？
He will say, I have sacrificed my life for you. What has thou sacrificed for me?
为你天家从此，你舍何福为我？
He will say, I have sacrificed my heavenly home for you. What has thou sacrificed for me?
为你忍受一切，你受何苦为我？
He said, I have suffered so everything for you. What hast thou suffered for me?
向你厚恩藏施，你将何物献我？
He has given you precious gifts. What hast thou given him?
弟兄姐妹，你们预备好怎么回答主吗？
So brother and sister, have you prepared how to answer the question from our Lord?
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主耶稣，谢谢你赐给我们的一切。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for everything you have given us.
我们一切的好处都不在你之外。
So everything comes from you.
包括我们这个生命，我们重生的新的生命，都是你白白的赐给我们。
Including our life, our newborn life, it just comes without we paying anything.
借着你的舍，我们可以有这样大的福分。
Through your sacrifice, we are so blessed.
借着你的死，我们今天可以得生。
Through your death, that we can be born again.
也谢谢你今天依然给我们存留机会。
We want to thank you that today you still give us opportunity.
在地上借着我们心甘情愿的服侍、舍己、付出，来回应你的爱和救赎。
So that we can respond to your love and the ransom on earth through our service, sacrifice, and giving.
愿你的爱不断地激励我们众人。
May your love continue to encourage us.
跟随你的榜样来服侍。
To follow your example to serve God.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.